From the Superintendent, Raw Gunpowder Factory, Waltham Abbey, January 1941. Dear, this is a space for the Daily Members of Staff, so it's individually addressed to each person. The year 1941 is going to be the most dangerous time this country has ever faced in its history. Because that is so, I feel it to be my duty to give a personal message to every member of this factory. The British people are putting up a grand fight, but we must face the fact that it's going to be a very near thing. For years, Hitler has been piling up guns, tanks, aircraft, shells and bombs for this struggle, and we have not yet caught him up. Our fighting men are holding the enemy back until we have British quantity as well as British quality. They do not look on their work as a matter of so much work for so much money. For instance, when a fighter squadron has shot down, say, 3 enemy planes, unquestionably a good performance, it does not come down satisfied with its efforts. It carries on so long as ammunition and petrol are left, if there are more of the enemy to be gone after. That is the spirit that will win the war, and it is needed all over the country. These service fellows are putting all they have into it. I want you to ask yourself this plain question: am I doing the same? If we in armament and explosive factories fail to back up our fighting men with everything that is in us, we shall let them down and we shall lose this war. If enemy guns and aircraft can hurl their streams of shells and bombs while ours run short, that will mean defeat and the fruitless death of thousands of our brave lads. The blame for it would lie at our door. A great deal has been accomplished in 1940 under difficult conditions, but without any lowering of the quality of our products or relaxation of proper safety precautions, a considerable and much-needed increase in our output can be achieved, provided that all of us are prepared to pull our full weight and work together as a team. It is with complete confidence that I call upon every one of you to work in 1941 as you have never worked in your life before. Yours sincerely, signed, P.G. Knappen.